This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Theaters, as in live actors on the stage theaters in the UK, are going to be able to reopen this coming weekend. They've been locked down since the middle of March. Live theater in Britain is culturally critical, as it is everywhere, and it's a big moneymaker over there as well. 34 million people in seats every year, and many millions of dollars in related spending in bars and restaurants and hotels. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been following the fortunes of one small British theatre troupe.
In the back garden of a small suburban house in the English Midlands, Ash Sean Cook, a professional theatre actor, is at work. Not rehearsing his next part in a play, but practicing his beatboxing. The curious art of mimicking percussion instruments is Cook's only source of revenue right now. He's giving online lessons. Thanks to the pandemic, all his acting work has evaporated.
My whole job up to this point has been in the theatre. That kind of disappeared overnight, and it really has had a massive impact financially.
Unable to afford his flat in London anymore, he moved in with his partner's parents. He doesn't even have an audition to look forward to, and is understandably downcast.
It's very hard when you've spent 10 years of your life and a lot of kind of blood, sweat and tears getting yourself to a position for that to disappear very quickly.
Tales of woe from the most precarious profession are nothing new. But what's galling for Cook is that before the lockdown, his career was flourishing and so was the troupe he worked with. Black Eyed Theatre is a small touring company that's been building audiences around the country for more than a decade. Over the past 2 years, it's entertained more than 100,000 people with crowd-pleasing classics like Sherlock Holmes.
There's not a moment to lose.
What do you intend to do?
The only thing I can. Solve the whole damn case. Watson, the game is afoot!
The company's founder, Adrian McDougall, says the lockdown represents the ultimate conundrum for him and his actors.
It's basically stopped our income overnight.
He's trying to revive some of that income by live-streaming his latest production, the gothic tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But making any money from it will be tough. Britain's National Theatre has been streaming some of its classic productions for free.
It's very difficult to then justify charging even £5 for access to an online show because people have been able to see the best of the best for free.
Henry Jekyll, my name is Henry Jekyll.
This is a bit of a horror story for the Black Eyed Company. Theatres will be allowed to reopen in August, but says Luke Barton, one of the company's star actors, the social distancing rules will cut theatre capacity to just 25%.
The numbers don't add up. The margins don't add up. You need to sell around about 60 to 80% of venues, I think, to make profits.
Most theatres are expected to stay closed at least for the rest of the year. Barton will survive financially because he has a backup job as a part-time teacher, but he fears that many workers backstage and front of house may drift away from the theatre.
It's one of the worrying things about this is actually who is left in our business, who is still able to operate and work. It's a worrying time.
Britain's government is pumping some $2 billion into the arts industry to help it weather the coronavirus crisis. The fear is that small theatre groups like Black Eyed may be overlooked. But as one of hundreds of theatre companies in Britain, it's part of an ecosystem which live theatre needs for its survival. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.